I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Hello, Patriots. We are back behind the mic. Brian Meduzin here alongside Dave Ajima. And boy, the last few weeks have been crazy, Dave.
Yep, it's been total chaos with innuendos. And I still stand amazed in a way that, you know, I was there when Karamo got elected by 1,200 delegates. And I'm still amazed that 40 delegates and a bought and paid for judge can reverse what the delegates of the state of Michigan really wanted.
Yep.
So the way I'm reading this is the judge, who, by the way, got thousands and thousands of dollars from Secchias and bosses and so forth.
Yep.
And obviously to pay for this particular ruling that he gave. But June 5 is when there's going to be a real trial by jury, which will basically decide what's really happening here. And I don't think they can buy the jury off. They might be able to. They got enough money.
Oh, I'm sure. Sure they do. So what I want to do is I want to take some time here to actually go back to the beginning, just so that people kind of have a tidbit on where we got here, how we got here. So basically, December 2nd, if people remember, we had a state committee meeting in person. And that committee meeting was canceled because someone in the other side of the faction called in a false Hamas protest, a pro-Hamas protest. So this venue, church, even the pastor was getting death threats and things. They told us we don't want any, you know, street performing or whatever to look bad out here. So they canceled that venue. And so we had to meet on Zoom, so instead of finding a new place or whatever, which we didn't have a whole lot of time, so we did it on Zoom, but we didn't even meet quorum because the other side of the faction took some of their people, and then they had their own little mini convention. They said that they had the majority over there. Fast forward to December 28th. Well, actually, December 28th is when we had the call to convention for March 2nd. And that's huge because that's long before Hoekstra and anything else that has come and transpired. State committee members call for a special meeting on December 27th. This meeting was invalid because the chair has 15 days to call a meeting when there's a petition to call a special meeting. They did have the number of signatures on December 2nd. They had 39 signatures to have Karamo call a special meeting. They were calling it for December 27th. They can't call it because the chair has 15 days and they can make the meeting wherever and it could be out as far as wherever the chair calls the special meeting. And even Dan Lawless, who's been one of the hotheads on the other side, sent out emails saying that it was canceled for December 27th because they didn't have the votes to remove Christina Karamo at that point in time.
Okay.
So Karamo sets the meeting for January 13th. They didn't have the 54, like I said, they didn't have the 54 signatures at the time, and that's why that 27th was canceled. So they call for another special meeting on their own for January 6th. Ironically, they finally have the 54 signatures. The problem was is she already had called the special meeting for January 13th. So January 6th was null and void. But they say that because of the agenda that was on for January 13th, it didn't include what they were using to get to have their special meeting. And they thought that the bylaws agreed with them. But nowhere in the bylaws does it say that the special meeting has to have their agenda. It can be whatever the chair creates the agenda, not them. So that's one of the issues that they're using for the removal of Christina Crummell.
It's such a bucket of worms. Most people don't know what's all happening, but the way you explained it there, you can see the maneuvering that occurred to try to make something that was illegal legal.
Right.
And then that's, like I said from the beginning of this, June 5 is a trial by jury.
Right.
And I am willing to bet that Crummell wins that trial, because what happened here through that judge is just plain wrong. And he was nervous about the whole thing to begin with. But I think what he feared was, if he would have ruled in favor of Crummell, I think he feared that the Secus and DeVos's money would have run somebody against him. That shit. That's what
absolutely.
He was afraid of.
Well, I've got more here on the timeline, just so people are aware.
Okay, go.
So January 6th, they have their meeting. 45 people in attendance. 45. 40 vote yes, 5 vote against. What they also did, they amended the bylaws on removing an officer. The previous bylaw stated that it needed to be 75%. They moved it down to 60%. 60% now to remove an officer. They say that they removed Christina and Dan Hartman, which is legal counsel. They did not remove, however, Angela Gillissey and Jennifer Standifer, which is the treasurer and secretary. And that's key, too. Even the judge in Kent County recognized that they didn't remove them. So anybody else that was acting as secretary and treasurer was not in the right place. January 13th, we have a state committee meeting, and then we confirm in that meeting that Christina Crummell is chair with a majority. People in person without proxies, which they did not have January 6th. February
75% or 60%?
We actually did the 75%. And we still got it.
And no proxies.
With no proxies. Because you can't use proxies when you're voting to remove an officer. They all have to be in person.
But that's what they did in January 6th.
Correct. They used proxies.
Okay.
They were not allowed to do that. Then we go to February 23. There's a trial in Kent County for injunction. As you mentioned, Judge Rossi, paid for by DeVos and others. This is where the stupid part was. They had 2 days of plaintiff testimony. Guess how much they gave the defense? 4 hours. And they cut us off with no closing arguments. Who does that?
Like, the judge that's being paid.
Just
paid
makes
off,
no sense to me. And nowhere can you find anywhere, whether it's the Detroit News, I mean, this was everywhere. CBS News had it everywhere. You cannot find outside of just, my ruling is that Hoekstra is rightful chair and Crummell needs to sustain from acting as chair, blah, blah, blah. There's no substance behind why he decided to keep Hoekstra as the chair and remove Christina. There's nothing. Normally, like the Supreme Court has a dissent, they actually say, hey, this is why I'm for it or against it. I can't find anything on Judge Rossi's ruling, like what he actually based his decision on.
Money.
And there's a reason for that, absolutely. All right, so January 20th, fake Michigan GOP elect Hoekstra as chair. So that came on January 20th. February 14th, the RNC then comes out and backs Hoekstra, obviously, with Trump support. And then that leads up to our March 2nd caucuses. You know, Hoekstra wants to talk unity, and Matt Hall's out there, too, saying this stupid thing. Oh, yeah, Hoekstra's unifying the party. No, he's not. If you're unifying the party, why in the heck do you have 24 counties? Their delegation is not credentialed. When that credentialing went to Angela Gillissey, who is the acting secretary. I don't know how you can mix that up. You never removed Angela, and even the judge admitted that she's still the acting secretary. Those credentials go to the secretary to be verified and then to the chair. Everybody should have been credentialed. If you're going to unify the party, that's the first thing that you need to do. And he did absolutely none of that.
And the other thing, I think Karamo also invited Pete Hoekstra to come to her state committee so everybody could vote for who they wanted. And he didn't want to do that.
Well, right. Because he knew, she did send out a letter. Said, hey, let's end this once and for all. Let's have a true convention. Everybody there, one place, have a vote, and be done with it. And you want to know why? Because Hoekstra would lose. And they kept us out of the caucuses, especially Ottawa County, which has a lot of voting members. And then all of District 1, which is huge. And you leave our votes? Who's being disenfranchised here?
Sure.
And they knew
they
were pushing HEMA, and they're pushing Rob Steele for RNC state RNC committeeman and woman. And with the votes, with us out and District 1 out, Bernadette Smith would have won that seat of HEMA. Rob Steele probably would have still had won. He was he was like 600 to 1,000, so it was 400 to make up. And I don't know if he could make up with all 24 counties uncredentialed, but it would have been a lot closer. But they did everything by the book.
I did not endorse Steele because he took my place, and he always gives a nice talk, but he's giving the RNC talk. Question is, what changes are you making in the Rules Committee? What changes are you making in making sure everybody knows where the money's going?
Yep.
Why are you still allowing Ronna Romney at the time to have a wage of $437,000 a year, spend $50,000 on her hair, $1.2 million on chauffeurs? She was wasting money left and right. Why wasn't that caught? Why wasn't that dealing? Why was Steele's mouth shut? And why was Kathy Burden's mouth shut? Well, Kathy Burden doesn't even live in the state anymore. She lives, I think, in Tennessee.
Right.
So that's a whole nother.
Well, and going back to the votes, the 54 votes that voted to remove her signed a petition because it was supposed to have discussion for removal. They didn't realize it was for the actual removal. They're supposed to have a discussion first. Three recanted, and then they find out one of the voters doesn't even live in Michigan anymore. She moved out of state, so she's not even a precinct delegate.
Right.
And that was all in front of the judge, and the judge throws that out like that's nothing. Like, are you serious? It's just unbelievable.
Yeah. Thanks to high heaven. And what those people are doing, you know, about three of those people, I think we kicked out of Kent County that were with Hoekstra.
Oh, yeah.
Because they were causing trouble all the time. One of them was Nick Prill and some other ones.
Yep.
We kicked them out. They do not understand. They haven't been in politics, I guess, long enough, but they don't understand they're useful idiots for the establishment.
Sure.
When Karamo won, it was a big slap in the face to the establishment, and the people with big money hated it, so they were going to make sure that things would change. Hence came Hoekstra. And by the way, when Hoekstra was running against Karamo, he got booed on the stage.
Sure did.
Because he voted for a bunch of stuff people didn't like.
Yep.
So now he's suddenly the savior to it all. And that's the reason he's the savior is going to be the people are going to say, because he can raise money. Well, the establishment is going to give him money.
Absolutely.
He's going to do what he's told. Because that's what Pete Hoekstra does.
Yep.
And I put on my Facebook, Pete Hoekstra won on the basis in Congress on the basis he was going to only stay there 6 years. Well, how many years has he been in there? Many, many years.
Yep.
Then Pete Hoekstra begat Bill Huizenga. What did Bill Huizenga become? He became a rhino and does nothing but collects a paycheck, does nothing of significance. And Bill Huizenga begat Nikoff. What did he do? He was one of the worst Senate leaders we ever had. He did a terrible job. Well, who did he beget? He begat Roger Victor. He has the worst voting record there is.
Yeah.
For a Republican.
I know. It's ridiculous. Well, not only that, so now all the new the subcommittees, I'm staying on the budget committee under Hoekstra. And you know what subcommittee they got rid of? Election integrity.
Oh, geez.
We had that under Caramel.
All things to get rid-
Election integrity. You would think that would be one of the biggest things that you would have as a subcommittee for the whole state. And they don't have that. We got rid of it.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Well, the whole thing stinks to high heaven, and you hit it on the head. He's not uniting the party. He's just uniting the party behind the establishment or right back in power again.
Yep.
And the people that are believing that that's all legal are getting the eye, the wool pulled over their eyes. So
why does Hoekstra come out of nowhere and he wants to run for governor and he wants to run for chair? He's anti-America in sense where he backed the Patriot Act that allows you to spy on U.S. citizens. Like what true conservative Republican would want that?
I know. Well, we were talking, folks, if you're listening to this just before we started the program, I happened to get something sent to me from the Netherlands where they caught Pete Hoekstra lying, flat out lying. And they just nailed him to the wall. I don't know how well you can hear this. I'm going to try to put it to my speaker. Let me pull it up here a minute and see if you can hear it. I wish you could see it, because what he honestly does is he doesn't answer the question. He actually turns around and gives his back to the audience while he's trying to think of what he's going to say, because he knows he's just got caught. Then he turns around and says, I don't want to discuss this anymore.
And what?
I'm not going to go back there.
Can you set the precedent? What's the what are they actually discussing here in this press conference?
Well, he quoted and said that in the Netherlands, people are being burned, or cops are being burned, and there are no-go zones and a bunch of other stuff. And when they quoted him on that, he says, where did you get that information? That's not true. Well, I never said that. And then they showed the video of him saying it. So they had him right. They had him by the short hairs. He got caught lying. That's what happened. And let's see if I can find this here a minute. See if you can hear this. If you can't hear this, folks, I'm sorry, but I'm using my phone.
You didn't come back to the original remarks saying that politicians were burned. Do you now reach the conclusion that you were wrong when you stated that politicians and cars were being burned? Because you can discuss.
The Islamic movement has now gotten to a point where they have put Europe into chaos. Chaos in the Netherlands, there are cars being burned, there are politicians that are being burned, and yes, there are no-go zones in the Netherlands.
And I express my regrets and my apology for the comments.
And I'm not revisiting the issue.
But for what remarks exactly? No, serious, please. Yeah. This is important.
Did you read the phone or fire from this phone? If you're truly an honest and wise man, would you please take back the remark about politicians? Or name the politician that was burned in the Netherlands?
Thank you.
Why don't you answer the question? This is not how it works.
This is the Netherlands. It's to answer questions.
Please, this is not how it works.
Well, you want to ask the questions. No, you
didn't answer all. Speaking of threats, mentioned in a debate that there are no-go zones in the Netherlands, that cars and politicians are being set on fire.
I didn't say that. That is actually an incorrect statement. We would call it fake news.
Fake news, obviously.
I didn't call that fake news. I didn't use the word today.
No?
No. I don't think I did.
Okay.
He did.
I don't think I did. I did.
Yeah. Jeez. That was kind of hilarious. I got a kick out of that one.
Yeah. No, good old Pete Hoekstra. Yeah, we'll see. We'll see what the verdict will be in June, when the actual chair will be done and over. So, I don't trust the system now that we've gone through Rossi. Do you know where this do you know where this trial is being held, Dave?
No, where?
I don't know. I was just asking if you knew. I don't know where it is.
No, I don't either. But I have no idea. But I want to know if Pete Hoekstra collects a bunch of money while he's the acting chair because of Rossi's bad judgment. If Caramo is deemed the actual chair, does she get to keep that money?
Right. Well, here's the other thing. So they form a PAC. They're not even the Michigan GOP. It's the Michigan GOP Red Pack. He's a chair of a pack. It's not even the Republican Party. So I don't know how this all works. It's just ridiculous.
Yeah. Well, all I can say is, folks, it's confusing to a lot of people, but if you follow the timeline that Brian just said, you can see how it was abused. So hang in there. Don't give up. I texted my friend, Trucker Randy. He runs a radio show up north, which is basically the northern half of the state. I said, what do you think is going to happen, Randy? I call him the Rush Limbaugh of Michigan. He says, God only knows. It will be a jury trial, which can't be bought like Judge Rossi was. When all the evidence is fully presented, Karama wins, which didn't happen under Rossi. That's what he thinks is going to happen. So be interesting.
Yeah. The sad part is that we spent 1 year just fighting, not getting nothing done. Now we have a trial halfway through this year, and then we're back to voting a new chair next, February. I mean, she's not even going to have a full term, even if she does remain the chair. So hopefully. But at the end of the day, Trump still is the candidate. Now Haley is gone, so all good things moving forward, at least on the presidential stage.
So what else you got?
That's all I wanted to touch on, Dave, so have at it.
Okay, I got a whole bunch of stuff here. Of course, you probably know that Trump won 14 states, Virginia, North Carolina, Alabama, Massachusetts, Maine, Oklahoma, Tennessee, Texas, Arkansas, Colorado, Minnesota, California, Alaska, Utah. And Haley won Vermont. You know how she won Vermont?
Because they're
the
moderates.
Crossed over and voted for in the Republican primary, and that's how Haley won. What does that tell you, folks? When Democrats want Haley, that means you shouldn't want Haley.
Right.
So that was an interesting.
And she won. And she won D.C. That tells you there too.
Yeah. Well, that's when I was in the RNC already way back in 2012. The 2016, we had lesbian RNC members, male and female, from Washington, D.C. They were the most liberal pukes you ever want to be around. It just disgusted me. I thought, this is against our platform. That's not what we believe in. We believe in marriage between a man and a woman. In fact, I got that passed at the RNC. I had like the five core principles of the Republican Party that distinguishes us from Democrats. And one of them was, we believe marriage is between a man and a woman. Yet, D.C. had a lesbian woman and a homosexual male. That's who they sent. That'll tell you something. Okay, Utah and Texas makes it illegal to accept harvested organs from China. Because what China is doing is taking dissidents that disagree with their government, kills them, takes their organs, and sells them on the market here in the United States. So Utah and Texas says, you're not going to do that anymore. Wow. So they're killing people for their organ. Here's a good one for you. A little statement I thought was kind of cool. It was on my Facebook. Scientists have warned that the Earth could run out of conspiracy theories by 2025 if they keep coming true at the current rate. Think about that statement. I thought that was pretty funny.
That is funny.
And best advice you can give in exactly four words, vote woke, go broke.
That is right.
I just get a kick out of that. Anyway, CDC now recommends all people my age and older, actually 65 and older, I'm older than that, I'm 75 actually, that you get another COVID shot. Well, I wonder how much they're going to make on these COVID shots that the government's going to pay for. Haven't they killed enough already? And the reason I say that, every other drug that has killed as many people that COVID has would have been taken off the market. It's a much smaller number than have died from COVID. So it's just bad what's going on. They're just putting money in the pharmaceuticals' hands.
Well, here's another thing.
We must have
9 new members named to the committee that advises the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention on vaccine recommendations have financial ties to pharmaceutical companies or have worked with public health agencies to promote the COVID-19 RSV and HPV vaccines.
Yeah, good. Yep.
You can't. You just can't. It's all together. Yep.
When the government's paying for shots,
yes,
and another company's making the shots and makes a lot of money on the shots, and then the government passes laws saying you can't sue the manufacturer of the shots if you get hurt or your loved one gets hurt, and we're giving you immunity, there's something wrong here. There's something bad wrong here.
Yep.
So another thing, I think we must demand that Biden and his Democrats and all Republican politicians stop all Palestinian refugees from being allowed in America. They're bringing with them their problems and hatred for America. Gaza's problems will be our problems, and the result will be the same: chaos, killing, rapes, and more terrorism. It will occur. So I'm just amazed that not only has Biden screwed up in the head when it comes to our southern border, and by the way, millions have come across the southern border, but our northern border, we are catching more terrorists coming across the border. Most people don't know that. Why? It's an open border. We don't even have people up. They can walk right across the woods and be in the United States. Think of that for a moment. If you really had terrorists, they could carry a little handheld suitcase nukes and put them all over the United States and do them all at the same time and bring us right to our knees. It's just incredible how bad this could get. So here's another one. Back to your stuff. When Ron Weiser was the chair, and by the way, Caramo spent no money on booze. Zero. Zilch. How much you think Weiser spent on booze as state chair?
Yeah. It was like,
what do you think?
I thought it was like hundreds of thousands.
$800,000.
Yeah.
Do you want to donate to that? Of course, the right people donate, and they could probably do it. Okay, here's another one. Speaker Johnson kind of changed course here a little bit. The House Freedom Caucus is beginning to look at trying to prevent and shut the door on him and try to get rid of him because he did another continuing resolution. What is a continuing resolution? It's a resolution to keep the government working because we can't live by a budget, so we spend more money. That's what it boils down to. So he passed that. He's in favor of it. So they're saying some of them guys may go after him and try to get rid of him because he said he would not do that. The spending just is out of control. If Trump gets in on...
On Glenn Beck yesterday, there was a Carol, I can't remember her last name. We are spending every 100 days $1 trillion. Like, we're making $1 trillion every 100 days. We're printing money.
Now, people got to know what $1 trillion is. What's a billion? A billion is 1,000 million. A trillion is 1,000 billion. That's a whole bunch of zeros.
That is unreal.
The spending is totally out of control by government. I mean, start with getting rid of the National Education Association. Start with telling each department you will cut 2 or 3% from your budget, and you will show me where you're going to cut it. And if you're cutting it where it really hurts, I'm going to fire you. That's what I hope Trump does. I think there's going to be, quote unquote, in his words, hell to pay for some of the people and the things that went on because of them trying to get rid of him. But he needs to go in the FBI as well and clean house, the CIA clean house. He needs to get different people that are honest and not just playing the political games. And Whoopi Goldberg is at it again. I don't even understand why people listen to this one. She says, if the Supreme Court of the United States rules in favor of Trump, which they did, then Biden should throw all Republicans in jail.
Oh, geez.
Well, okay. Unbelievable. Okay. Why... where am I looking here? Big chaos donors, Caramo. We hit that. The RNC paid for Hoekstra's lawyers. Do we know that? Yes, we do. McCarthy sent Caramo $263,000 and told her where she had to spend it. What did Karamo do? She did the right thing. She said, you can't do that, and I'm not supposed to do that, and I'm not going to do that. That was the beginning of how do we get rid of Karamo? Because, quote unquote, as Terry Land told me, she wasn't playing with the big boys. I think I told you this story before, but we were at the Nut House. That's a bar restaurant in Lansing when I was a state rep or in the RNC. I think it was in the RNC then. And then Terry Land came up to me and says, you know what your problem is, Dave? By the way, my wife was sitting next to me, and a former state representative was sitting next to me, and they were all kind of shocked. She says, your problem is, Dave, you just got to learn to play with the big boys. I'll tell you, right then and there, I wanted to do a Crocodile Dundee check on Terry Land to find out if she was one of the big boys, because she ticked me off so bad when she said that. I thought, good grief. Woman. And we got her in our executive committee. And here's another thing. We elected a young guy that got to use the Republicans of Grand Valley State University, a young guy really on fire to be a conservative. She pulled him out, talked to him in the hall, and said, you shouldn't be associating with these people on the executive committee in Kent County because you're going to lose funding, and this is going to really hurt you. So here we have an executive committee member telling a committee member not to associate with committee members. What does that tell you? She got no business. I think she needs to go. Mm-hmm. I think she needs to be kicked off the executive committee. Let's see. What else do I have? Let me look at my other stuff I got here. It's just getting to the point where a lot of people just throw their hands up and say, I want to quit. Nothing ever changes. Just
well,
keeps
but that's,
getting worse and worse.
Yeah, but that's what they want, though.
Sure they do. And the solution is not to quit. It's just
right.
Keep fighting. In my opinion, though, I think the Democrats have overplayed their political hand. Americans are finally starting to realize that Democrats, they are communists. They are killers of the unborn, even after birth. They did cause inflation. They are causing immorality. They did cause job loss. They are doing treason by allowing illegals in that are hostile to our country. And they basically, they're at war with Christian principles, which our country was founded on. Yet, in my opinion here, many claim to be Christians but still support Democrats.
Mm-hmm.
I don't get it. There's a lot of Republicans I don't respect. Bill Heising is one of them, but my point is, don't vote for Democrats and vote independent. But when you're voting for a platform that's anti-God, we have problems.
You're right.
You can't do that and expect to be a strong nation.
Right.
So puppet Biden, in my opinion, is a sad example of a world leader, and our enemies are obviously taking advantage. So I challenge any Christian as to why they support evil in the Democrat Party and the person of President Biden. Too many of them support them for free stuff, given for another's labor, which is wrong. And then some people will say, oh, communism is scriptural. No, it's not. The Bible says, let him that will not work not eat. They expect you to work. And we got too many people that are not working and too few people that are paying for the people that aren't working. And by the way, our forefathers, when they first landed on Plymouth Rock, almost all died because of that philosophy. They realized everybody's got to plant his own crop. Everybody's got to get his own animals to eat and so forth. Then they survived. But when it was share all, there's more than enough people willing to let somebody else work so they didn't have to. So it just, Democrats tick me off, and so do Republicans that don't stand up against the right. And some of those I've already mentioned, Bill Heisinger, Niekoff, and a bunch of others. Here's the one. In 2020, CARE, that's Council on American Islamic Relations, that's a terrorist supporting agency, by the way, folks, released a strategic election plan for mobilizing 1 million Muslim voters that included providing small grants to mosques planning to get out the vote, and that would encourage and train 200 Muslim candidates to run for office. The plan included town halls for Republicans and Democrat candidates, a Muslim voter database, boot camps in 25 states. Now, I'm kind of a quasi-expert in Islam. And I'm telling you, part of Islam, the Quran and the Hadith, which is the saying and actions of Muhammad, basically says get involved with countries that are not Islamic and take them over from within. So that is exactly what they're doing. How are they doing it? They're getting involved with every state they can get involved with. And in my opinion, CARE has to be kicked out of doing business in the United States. They have several of their members in jail for dealing with terrorist activities. In Delaware, Rep. Madina Wilson, the first Muslim elected in the state, posted after October 7, "I do not stand with Israel," and warned that Israel should expect much resistance. In Ohio, Rep. Munira Abdullahi, newly elected, promoted claims that Israel is the biggest child killer in the world. That's a lie. It's the Muslims. In Texas, Rep. Salam Bohanjani, I don't know if I'm spelling, pronouncing these right, the first Muslim elected to state house, accused Israel of engaging in mass killing of Palestinian civilians. I can tell you, I was in Israel when they were shooting rockets over into Israel, and I was having dinner with the head of their Air Force, General Jacoby. And he said, I got called out of work, because once you're an officer in that Israeli Air Force, you're always an officer. I left at noon. They told me, you got to hit this target, because from that house, rockets were fired from that house into Israel. So what did he do? He got in his F-16, and they found that exact house, and they took that house out. Now, those Palestinians living in that house know those rockets are being fired from them, so they're part of the problem. And those people in the Gaza elected Hamas as their officials, so they are not, they are part of the problem. State House representatives, there's in Georgia, another one involved. In Minnesota, another one involved. But they're just in every state, they're getting involved. Here's one, another one for you. In Sweden, Sweden ordered Salwan Mamika, an Iraqi freedom fighter who's burned the Quran in protest against the violence done in its name, in accord with his teachings, to stand for freedom of expression, to be deported. Where to? To Iraq. What's going to happen when he, if they deport him? He's going to be killed. Amazingly, all over the world, Muslims are killing Christians, burning Bibles, but they turn and think they're special and demand this man's extradition and him to be killed. And you can bet they're going to behead him for doing it, because he was against the Quran and Muhammad. Well, so am I, folks. And I, what I didn't tell you is, when CARE, that must have been 10 years ago or more, they put out a quasi-hit list. Anybody that was not friendly to Muslims or Islam or was exposing it was put on the list. I was on that list. I was, think, number 17 I was, or 15. So was Kamal Saleem. So was General Boykin. So was Lieutenant Colonel West. So was that lady that speaks out all the time against, I can't think of it. She lived in a Muslim country. It escapes me right now, but there's about 50 of us that were on that list. What would happen if we put out a hit list on Muslims in the state of Michigan or whatever in the United States? You wouldn't hear the end of it, but they can put out a quasi hit list, and that's okay. What can I say? Another one. Several years ago, 16-year-old Yali Martinez was removed from her home by the state of California after her mother wouldn't affirm that she was a boy, because she was a she. Struggling with depression and mental illness, Yali was encouraged by the state to socially transition and receive testosterone shots. Her mother was forbidden to talk about faith or her daughter's gender, confusion when visiting her. Her mother wasn't even allowed to visit her if she talked about that. Despite the state's affirmation, that girl, that guy, whatever you want to call it, tragically ended her own life at age 19. So what's that telling you? Parents are not the parents anymore. It's the state. It's time to put the state back in the box that it was given. This is insanity, and it's worth fighting the state for. The state has no business taking your kids and transitioning them to another sex. Oh, this one I think I mentioned before, but it's becoming news again. Now Biden and the feds are conspiring to replace the dollar. It's coming soon with their own controllable, traceable, programmable digital currency. Why is it legal? Because Biden signed executive order. That means the Congress didn't decide this. He just decided it's executive order 14067 that Biden quietly signed into law. It essentially destroys cash, replacing it with a digital version, giving the Fed and government 100% control of your money. It then becomes easy for the government to simply take your digits if you're not an obedient citizen. What does this sound like? It sounds like, to me, the mark of the beast the Bible talks about. So
Yep.
Those are some of the things I had this week that were really bothering me. But one more thing and I'll end. Joe Biden's brother puts another brick in the coffin of Biden. Admits that Biden got $40,000 loan in China funds in 2017. Revelations emerged during a House impeachment inquiry that Joe Biden, the former vice president, had received $40,000 check originating from China. And meanwhile, they blame Trump for Russiagate, which he was not guilty of.
Right.
But they don't go after him for taking Chinese money. So who's the real treasonous person? Biden.
And they admitted he was the big guy.
Yeah, no question.
So
with all the evidence that we now know, I think throughout the United States, there were 200,000 affidavits concerning the January 6th election. Okay. Or the January election. I would have expected nothing different from the Supreme Court that just ruled and said Trump will be on all those ballots, because anything less would have caused chaos and anger amongst the electorate, because that was a coup. Many people were voting illegally, and Biden did not win that election.
No.
So, and now if I can flip back to what you mentioned, it's also been learned that Michigan Attorney General Dana Nessel wants to create a list of families who homeschool and conduct warrantless searches of their residents for the kids' safety. Can you believe this? Nessel says she wanted the list so they could visit the home. This woman's on a mission to destroy homeschoolers. Nessel needs to be jailed for harassment.
Oh, yeah.
I say, meet her at the door with your weapon and claim the Castle Doctrine. Castle Doctrine says you can protect yourself from anybody coming into your home. She tries to come in, just pull your pistol off, pull your weapon up, say you're not coming in.
They want warrantless. They want warrantless entries.
Yeah.
I mean, it's
exactly.
It's unconstitutional. There's just no way. But since when?
And I don't know if you heard this, but the Israeli war cabinet has not wavered from its stated goals to defeat Hamas, free the hostages, and ensure that Gaza Strip can never again threaten Israel. Of course, Biden wants to abide by the UN, which we need to get out of.
Yep.
The UN stupidly demands America send aid to Hamas. Of course, Biden wants to do that. He plays both sides of the fence. Meanwhile, look at a map, folks. The whole northern rim of Africa, all the way around Israel for 1,000 miles, it's all Muslim countries. They're not providing aid to Hamas and Gaza. Why does Israel and America have to do that? It's just amazing to me how stupid Biden and Democrats are to even think about sending aid to people that want to destroy Israel and America. To me, this is treason. And I think it needs to come up more and more that he needs to be impeached. But actually, I don't want impeached until the next election, because he's going to lose the election.
Right.
Then Trump will win.
Yep.
But that's some of the stuff I got for this week. But folks, hang in there. Don't give up. If you're involved with politics, stay involved. Just stand by for that June 5 trial and watch things flip. And I'd like to see what Hoekstra says then. Because obviously he's a sly little creature and being used. And remember the begat thing. Hoekstra begat Heisinger. Heisinger begat Makov. Makov begat victory. Goes right down the line. These are all useless idiots that do nothing of significance but keep their jobs by doing what they are told to do by big donors.
Absolutely. All right, Dave. Thanks.
That's what I got.
As always.
Oh, just one last thing.
Yeah.
I just want you to know one thing. When I was a state rep, you know how much I got from Dick and Betsy and those groups?
You got $1.
Zero. Nothing. I got nothing from them.
I am shocked, Dave. I'm really, truly shocked.
And you know what the big thing is? They couldn't buy me. Why couldn't they buy me? I didn't need the job.
Exactly.
Military, retired. I didn't need the job, so they couldn't buy me. So what was her goal then? Got to get Dave out of the
Got to get him out.
The next goal was to get Dave out of the RNC. Oh, God.
And you beat him every step of the way.
BS.
Yep. All right. Appreciate it, Dave. As always, talk to you next time.
See.
Bye. You're listening to the Patriots' Voice of Michigan. God bless.